after.
Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com.
All right. Hey, everyone. Lisa Resnick, Holmes & Hops, and I am at Youngstown Studios right now with my favorite people that I've been watching for, gosh, how long? Beauty Boutique, Kelly Cotullo, and Nikki Ferris, number one. And how long have you guys been up and running?
Since November. We started in November. Yeah, online, on Facebook.
I mean, I remember us having the conversation at Oh Wow, as we were putting the science packets together, the silly science packets, right?
It was.
And and just talking about this idea that the both of you had.
Very spurt of the moment.
run us all through this process of how you guys came about owning a business.
It really actually starts with Nikki opening a salon. So she built a salon in her basement right after COVID hit. Yeah. Hired a contractor, built a full out salon, and she was like, let's have coffee. So she came over for coffee and threw out this idea.
I think it was like 2 a.m, couldn't sleep, scrolled Facebook, saw a Facebook boutique for the first time in my life. And I said, why the hell is Kelly not doing that? Well, let me jump on that bandwagon with her. So I called her or texted her. We met for coffee and she said, yeah, we need a business license. And I said, I have one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was it.
Right. So she already had, obviously, for the salon, she already had the license and and the permit needed at that time because we were just going to operate as the salon. And then
originally, yeah, just so that we didn't have to go through all that for something that didn't work. So we figured if it works, great, then we'll put it in both of our names and start moving forward, which we had to do right away. Within a month, we had to start moving ourselves separately from my salon. But we just wanted to try it out and see if it worked. And we bought 6 items and sold about 30 of them.
I mean, it was just so fast. And it's still growing.
Yeah,
we had an exponential rate. Like, it's awesome.
We had our first live and we laughed. So I'm not a camera person.
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yes, she is.
I am not. I am not.
I stutter my words. She is nice and calm. She is a camera person.
You are.
I'm not.
I could write on Facebook and post 500 things all day long, pictures, this and that, but live is what makes me uncomfortable.
No, it's difficult.
Yeah. So we said, I mean, there's a good chance we might laugh at ourselves.
So guys need to do is always have.
That's
Holmes & Hops. There's a reason why there's hops involved, is to help calm the
absolutely.
Nerves.
Yeah.
It's
so thank you, Birdfish, for calming my nerves today. And what are you guys actually? You guys are drinking the coffee stout, right?
Yes.
Oh, Masthead, Cleveland.
It's so delicious.
Yes, delicious.
So Phil Kidd is the one that brought the whole Cleveland hop scene down to Holmes & Hops studio, which I was like, you know what? Let's broaden our brewery horizon. But I'm right now drinking the Mexican lager that Birdfish has. Speedy, I can't pronounce the second portion of the name, but it's delicious. And you do have it right now, which is really good. And I love all the artwork that they do.
I do too. I love their cans.
Yes. So you guys use a little liquid courage as well.
We have to.
Absolutely.
We have to.
So that's what we said. You know, if we make a fool of ourselves, oh well. Mm-hmm. We're still, I mean, we went live. We said, you know, if we sell it, great. If we don't, we'll have really nice Christmas gifts to give all of our favorite people.
Yes.
And we went in the back room after our first live and we were like, okay, so did we sell anything? And they were like, you sold you sold everything.
You sold everything. People so we want like, more. Let's... People want more. So we had to order more, but us, we didn't know that it took like 2 days to get that money in our account. So we're scrambling like, oh my God, when are they going to pull the money for our next order? Luckily, oh, they yeah. didn't pull it for the next. So that's how we managed our business. Basically, no loan, no gift of money, no nothing. We just put a very tiny amount in and everything we bought, we put back in to order our next. To order more and more and more and more and more.
And more.
And more. And we keep ordering more.
And now you guys have grown so much that you do have a place for anybody, at least a couple of days a week, to be able to come and peruse your selection items.
Yeah.
We'll give a shout out to Tracy at Burlap and Bourbon. She helped us design. We redesigned the whole front room, and then we work out of the back space. It's our
shipping.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we do our shipping in the back, which was great because we needed just a place to do warehouse and shipping. So when we actually found this spot, it was just unreal that we were able to have a shipping.
Both.
Yeah, yes. All in one. So we have our shipping and inventory in the back, and then we have a beautiful storefront in the front so that we could have shoppers come just 2 days a week, Friday and Saturday, just to give them a little taste of what we have. And then we do everything online.
Which is nice, though, especially for people who are like, oh, I'm not certain of my size.
Right.
For them to be able to actually see it. And then from there on, once they've seen it that one time, then they can constantly just order and go crazy online, which I cannot because I gave up shopping for clothes for myself in 2021. So I'm halfway through.
You are.
I am halfway through. But my boys and my husband are reaping the benefits because I'm like, well, I can't buy for me, so I'll buy for them.
Something else. Yeah.
But so how do you guys actually go through and pick the clothes that you guys are offering? Because they are, for everyone out there, honestly, I kid you not, follow them on Facebook, Beauty Boutique, as you can see here. And you will see how awesome the clothes are. They really are. And it's versatile, like in styles and everything.
Right.
So, but how do you pick them?
There are so many options.
Yes.
Like, we have a cart full right now with
$50,000
worth of clothes we want to order, but we are just waiting until the second it's time to order. So.
And then we just check out, you know, one of the carts we'll check out. Yeah. And then
we find some brands that we absolutely love. Pull is a brand that Kelly and I discovered really early on. And they were like our higher price range, which is like $50-$60 for an item is our highest price range. So that is a really good brand that we like. And we try to keep reordering from places that we like. If we don't like them, then we just sell them cheap and move on to the next thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
So with that, how many different brands do you guys have?
Tons.
Yes. It's very much Anthropology. Yes.
And we always want to try new things.
Yeah, we're always trying new things.
I mean, my style is pretty much holy denim and a basic shirt. Like,
try to do every style. We try every price range. We have tanks for $12 because we want everybody to be able to shop with us regardless of your size, style. But we do try to mix our style in with what everybody else likes. So we want to push our stuff on you as well.
Yeah, we said that's one of both of our favorite things, getting things in for the boutique, because there are things that we order that are pretty, but we're not buying them for ourselves.
Yes.
You know, we're buying them just because they're pretty and we think people will like them, but they're not necessarily our style. And then they come in and we try them on and we're like,
ooh.
Oh,
God, I would have never bought this.
I would have never bought this for myself, but
and
I love it.
And that's what's really fun is those things where I'm like, I never would have worn that, never would have bought it. And then I end up wearing it, taking it home. It's
like the one
item that I take home when there's 30 other things that I actually would have loved.
So I have to ask, when you guys run out, let's say there's an item that came in.
Yeah.
You're like, if there's one left over, it's mine. Yeah. I'm staking claim to it.
Yeah.
How often does that actually get to happen?
Never.
Because I just, it's like.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, so and in the beginning, we would laugh because we're like, these people, we don't own one thing yet. Thing.
All of our friends,
because
would,
we needed,
out with all of our friends would wear the beauty boutique. And
we needed to make the money, you know.
Yeah, we couldn't afford it.
We needed to make the money, you know, to put back into the business. So, you know, we didn't buy or take anything home. And then at, you know, one point we're like, okay, we need to, because when we go out in public, we can't say
we got this at the mall.
Oh, literally. Right. I think I ask Kelly all the time. I'm like, where is that? And she's like, it's from my closet.
Yeah.
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 So,
but that's fun. So how often are you guys doing like full styling now? Because you have the clothing and combination with the hair. Do you also do makeup?
I don't. And not so much with the two. I'm actually trying to get away from, I cut down my book. I'm not doing eyelash extensions anymore. I'm just doing like haircuts and colors, which is about half of my time. So I'm actually trying to move a little bit more towards this end just because it's a lot more flexible of a schedule. So I'm trying not to incorporate the two, but we have a really awesome girl that works for us that does do makeup. And we're thinking about like maybe in the future doing some events, big time events, girls' nights out.
We actually talked about that for the Science of Brewing.
That would be a great experience. Yeah, and she's unbelievable. She's very educated. She's been doing hair and makeup for a long time. So we're definitely thinking about going maybe that route, not me doing it, but maybe somebody else.
That'll be fun. So you guys really are loving this, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
What are you guys envisioning? Is there any like, hey, in a couple years, this is what we're hoping that will be? Or you're like, listen, I'm just trying to handle it up till this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, what do you say? A little bit of both?
Yeah, I feel like this blew up and we were not expecting what happened to happen so quickly. I mean, we're super thankful we're managing and doing it, but it's been incredible. But at the same time, it's like there's always something. So we just keep going, you know? So to actually like dream about 3 years from now is super hard, you know, because we are so new and it has been so fast that, you know, we're just trying to stay above water with all the things.
I know
where
I'm envisioning you guys.
Somewhere on a beach for sure.
Right. Somewhere on a beach will be good.
I hope it's more than just a weekend trip, but you know, just a weekend trip. But yeah,
I mean, I think we have a good plan where when we do grow, that I mean, we could easily expand. You know,
yes,
we could easily have more than one beauty boutique, or we can act, you know, our following has grown so quickly online too.
How many people are following your page?
Almost 6,000.
We're trying to get to 6,000.
Again, this is since November.
Yeah.
It hasn't even been a year.
No.
It's just amazing. Where's the farthest that you've shipped an item?
Alaska. Yeah. Wow. We have a customer, we were actually in one of my good friend's weddings together years ago, and she lives in Alaska.
One of our really good customers from the very beginning.
Yeah.
She's been supporting us from the very beginning, but we do ship all over. Yeah.
Were you guys doing drop-offs at one point,
Yes, yes.
That was at the beginning,
we had my Auntie Danielle, my mother and my Auntie Danielle worked for us in the basement. When we first started, my Auntie Danielle did deliver everybody's like an Amazon delivery center through the beauty boutique. And that got unmanageable.
It would get a little difficult.
Poor Auntie Danielle.
Especially seeing the demand online.
Yes.
I mean, you would just be
right.
Growing
like
everything.
When I say it blew up in our faces,
we
were like,
when we first talked about doing it, we said we could do the deliveries every Friday. Like Kelly will take six and I'll take six. So we're like, oh yeah, we'll do that. Well, then we were like,
Six.
Oh my God, hundreds. We had hundreds of orders every week. So Aunt Danielle was taking 150 orders down from my basement into her car every day of the week, only to come Monday again, go back to those same houses every week with reorders.
What's amazing about this is I think that people first automatically think brick and mortar.
Right.
I mean, it's such a traditional sense of what people think about when they're opening up something like the beauty boutique.
Yeah. Right.
But because of the pandemic, whether you meant for it to happen that way or not.
Oh, for sure happened that way.
But like because of that, like you started off in such a brilliant, pragmatic, conservative at the same time, even though it's gone crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, we
super conservative.
Very conservative. Like, bought or done has never been with any help of anything other than a sale.
Yes. Which is amazing. Yeah. And I mean, there's such a security to that. And I mean, you guys have to have such a pride. You should.
We do.
Because you guys are badass. No doubt. Like, I mean, that you guys have done this and you guys did this on your own.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
How long have you two known each other?
Oh, since, you know, Geneva, 611 Geneva.
Yeah. So,
I
grew up with Tina. She's one of my best friends, and that's also Nikki's cousin.
Okay.
So
there's a good group of girls. I don't know if we were, did we like each other really at first?
No.
No. I was actually from Poland. She was from
Strothers. And I was a wildcat.
Yeah, she was like the wild cat of the wildcats. So, I could remember telling my cousin,
this is why we get along so well.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, me too, because Tina would say something, and I'm like, I really don't care.
Yeah, no, like, I don't.
Yeah.
And I've always been that way. I just really don't care. You know, and I think we both got to
I
the
think
point
it's
where,
just
like,
the point that neither one of us give a shit. So
right.
We're good to go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's just easy.
That's awesome because
we do get along now. We do. Oh, we do love each other.
Oh, clearly.
Yes.
A lot. Like, we love each other a lot now.
But isn't that awesome, though? I mean, because, people think when they go into partnerships and with friends and business, sometimes they're a little bit hesitant because they're concerned about a relationship where it's going to go. But I will tell you that when you know each other, as well as the both of you two do.
Right.
You can only work with each other's strengths.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's our best thing too, is because her and I are very different when it comes to situations, that what I want to do in my own head, she just lets me do. And what she's good at doing, I have no idea how to do.
Yep.
So neither one of us step on each other's toes. So I think if we were more similar, we would have a problem because it would be butting heads. But she really kind of goes her own way and I go my own way. And then we live together and I'm doing this. She's doing that.
Yeah, right. And we do. And we're both busybodies. So it's like, it's
you
not
don't have time.
It's,
for
right.
Them.
It's not like when we're there.
We're on top of
we're
each
not,
other.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like I do what I got to do. She does what she got to do. And like, if I go in and normally something that she does isn't done, then I do it. You know, it's just not.
Or a lot of the times we'll say, are you going to do it? Okay, if you do it, then I'll do this.
Right.
You know, kind of thing.
I mean, we're in the back vacuuming and taking trash out and there's nothing.
Yeah. It's an easy relationship with the two of us because we just don't really step on each. We just do our own thing. Really,
and it's nice to have somebody to work with and bounce ideas off of. So it's not all on your shoulders.
I always say I never want to be on an island alone. So, I mean, I'm a huge proponent of working with people and because I do, like you just said, I love having that person, whether it be for reassurance, whether it be to open my eyes to maybe something I missed.
We do that all the time.
Key
elements.
Yeah, we do that all the time. There's things that she'll be like, "Where'd you get that price?" And I'll say, "Kel, we have six more of these. What do you mean it's sold out?" So it's like, it's just one of those things. It's way better with
How
a partner.
How many posts do you guys do a day?
Oh.
It all depends on the day, really.
We just kind of go
for it. I mean, our shipments, some of our shipments are still behind. Like, it is definitely way better than it was.
Yeah.
I mean, for a period
during
there, it was bad. Like, it took for
Transportation was definitely rough for a lot of different
businesses. And plus we had to wait so before we, you know, got our inventory, and now we're just trying to get things ordered so they could hurry up and come in now, because it takes at least a week or so or longer to get things in, which is hard for us because we just want to start selling and sell it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, as much as everybody wants it, we want to get it out as much. Yeah. You know?
So it all depends on the day.
How many lives are you guys doing a week?
Usually once a month.
Yeah, we only do once a month. Sometimes we'll pop up like randomly in the middle of the week. Yeah. Like no notice, just like pop up.
I know. They do that.
Those are fun. Those are fun.
I will say the good thing for me is that everybody is buying up your stuff as quickly as they are because I don't have an opportunity.
It's like so sad that there's one left in your size.
To go back on my resolution, really. Right. Because if it did linger around, then there's a good chance I would have faulted by now. For sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, which is amazing. So we've come to our rapid fire portion.
Oh, fun.
I have been missing it the past couple times, but I'm not going to do it. So both of you have to answer this question. It can be the same answer. It could be different. It's okay. Kelly's actually already been through this. So ready? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite beer or brewery?
Blue Moon.
Ooh.
She loves Blue Moon. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to go. Local is still Buckeye. I still love.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't.
Burfish's Buckeye is really good.
I just want it every day.
It is really good.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have it on tap right now. We should. Hey, Birdfish. Buckeye State of Mind would be absolutely amazing for Kelly.
Girls' Night.
That's right.
Yeah.
You could. You could even do like the whole girls' night thing and partner with one of the breweries.
That sounds good.
Or winery, like I'm sure Woodland Cellars or something like that, or Sundog. Would love to do it as well.
That would be fun. I think a lot of our girls would love that.
We love
meeting people face to face because for so long we didn't, obviously. You know, it was all online, and then Danielle delivered. And so once we got our storefront on Friday and Saturday, we do local pickup too. So, you know, our customers, if they want to, you know, they can pick up Friday and Saturday from us.
It's so fun. We see them and we're like, hey, Sarah, hey. You know, and we know them by name. They're like, how do you know her? I don't know. Or I just know her from the boutique.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's right.
So it's fun because we start, you know, really getting to know these people.
Which, by the way, when you do shop locally, that's the benefit and that's the relationships that you as a consumer like hold on to and latch onto it, because you want that personal connection with the owner of the place that knows their product more than anyone else.
Right.
And knows the business more than anyone else. And you want that. You feel good about it. And then you're also keeping your money local, which is also extremely important.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Yep.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Oh, I have to go first.
Yes.
Yes.
I went first last time. Okay, favorite restaurant. I guess I don't really go out much. Where do I go? Oh, Riser.
Oh, Riser. There you go.
I don't know why that took me so long to say. Yes, a really good friend of mine owns Riser.
Lisa.
Lisa, Riser Tavern. So, yeah, that would be my favorite restaurant.
Her pretzels
are amazing.
Awesome.
Yep.
Riser, I love Riser. They have fantastic food.
So good.
They do.
Consistently.
Yes.
Which is a huge.
So you know they're going out to Columbiana.
Yes.
I know. Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome.
We went to Homestead a couple weekends ago, and it's just beautiful out there. So I'm excited for that move for them. That'll be awesome.
I am too. Yeah. I'm excited. Homestead. And it's going to be a larger square footage because Risers is really good, so it's very populated.
Yes.
So it's nice that they'll have a little bit more seating for people to come in and hang out, and they will, for sure.
Oh, yeah, they'll have a great following. Their food's amazing. It's always consistent. Everything is so good, and it's just a very easy place to make everybody happy.
That's true. Very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about for you?
I mean, mean, I told you before, it's hard for me to pick one. Like, I just got to list them.
I know.
Maybe I love that. I love Homestead. Yep. I love Bistro.
Yes.
Acquapazzo, their pasta to me is so good. The pasta we got last night.
Oh, yes.
At Albie's was fantastic.
Yes, Alberini's is really good.
Yes.
I'm a big oyster fan at Alberini's.
So I do seafood.
So I do. So Sushi Wednesdays is Alberini's is our special place to go, and may have made the Science of Brooding committee meeting there Wednesday for that very reason.
Yeah.
but the oysters, he has the steak tartare. I love them all too. All those places you mentioned.
I mean, just give me good food and I'm happy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Prima's really good too. I don't know if you've tried it
yet.
I have been there one time.
I went for my girlfriend's birthday and it was amazing.
It really is.
Yeah. I haven't been there yet. I'm going to have to try that out.
The meatball polenta.
I've had it. That what got it. It was
and
good.
The artichoke are so good. It's the appetizer. And then in addition to that, really any of their pastas. Josh Santangelo does. He's a phenomenal chef, and you can see it with the food that's presented there. It's amazing.
Right.
Truly is. All right, ready? I'll start with Kelly for the last one.
Yes.
Okay, ready? What's your favorite local gem? Your favorite spot in the valley?
I would still have to say the park. I mean, it's got me through so much. It's just nice to be able to go and get lost. And
I know.
I said I didn't go this morning because I was nervous that I was going to run into that bear all alone by myself. But it's just, I went with my son the other day ago, and you know, he's 14, and we hiked for about an hour, and he was like, oh, like, thanks for going. And I was like, no, thanks for coming with me. And it's just nice to know that, I mean, how many people have that in their backyard?
I know. I do. Like, I feel like that's like my religious space. Like,
I say the same thing. It's my church.
Yeah.
My little one loves to go to church. And I mean, I take him. But that to me, like sitting on the dock and looking at the water and then going.
It's amazing. And it is every season. Really, truly is. I love the park too. We are truly blessed for that.
Yeah.
Do you got another spot?
I'll just go with that. How can you beat that? Yeah.
The park.
I'll go with the park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for being on Homes and Hops.
Oh, thanks for having us.
And for everyone out there, let them know how they can see you, purchase your items, whatever it may be. How do they get in touch with Kelly and Nikki?
Yeah. So we have, it is a private Facebook group, but it's The Beauty Boutique and our logo's right there. We are in the process of setting up our own app. So pretty soon you will be able to find us on the App Store, so you won't have to have Facebook to access, which is exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah, we turned over to a program called Comment Sold, and they help facilitate that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, or stop in and see us. We're on Market Street in the Ferris Marketing Building on the corner of Market and Clifton. And we are open Fridays and Saturdays. You could find our hours on our page.
All right. Thank you, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.
Kelly, oh, God.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.